Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Municipalities are scrambling to get the website nearly ready to meet new mandatory standards. Websites now have to be American Disabilities Act compliant, and the city of Croswell took action to meet that requirement during the last meeting by hiring a company to do that. The council accepted the contract proposal from Shoemaker Technology Group to upgrade and revamp the city's website. The cost for STG's service is $4,300 to create a functional and ADA-compliant website, which will be a cost savings from the other company and much friendlier to use. According to regulators, most commercial and public websites must be ADA compliant, primarily applying to state local government entities. The original 1990 ADA law did not mention the internet, but federal agencies and courts interpreted the act to include digital platforms. And Cass City Police Department, a summer vacation winds down, is preparing for the start of a new school year. The department shared that Officer Coleman recently joined children on the final day of the Village of Cass City Summer Day Camp, making the close of another season of activities for local youth. With the camp now wrapped up, Officer Coleman is expected to return to her duties as the school resource officer when classes resume in the coming weeks. The village's Parks and Recreation Summer Day Camp serves children ages 6 to 12 and features outdoor recreation, arts and crafts, educational activities, field trips, and visits to local attractions throughout the summer. The program traditionally concludes at the end of July, just weeks before students head back to school. School resource officers work closely with students, teachers, and school staff throughout the academic year, providing campus security while also building positive relationships through education, mentoring, and community engagement. The Cass City Police Department says Officer Coleman's visit to the final day of camp highlights the department's continued commitment to connecting with area youth both in and out of the classroom as the community prepares for another school year. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news and obituaries.
Shure Hospital Ambulance and Windsor Fire Department is raising money to purchase life-saving equipment, and Bayport State Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank, and I would like to invite everyone to our fundraising hot dog and brat barbecue this Thursday, right here in Pigeon. Enjoy a delicious lunch, mingle with your neighbors, and help us purchase these needed items to stay ahead of emergency situations right here in our own community. So please join us at the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday to enjoy a hot dog and brat lunch in support of our Windsor Fire Department and Shure Hospital Ambulance Services. We'll even deliver to area businesses with a $15 minimum order. Just call Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Join us for our Pigeon Barbecue this Thursday. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. In Lansing, Michigan is expanding efforts to strengthen early literacy by providing specialized training to help early childhood educators recognize the warning signs of dyslexia before children begin kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, also known as MyLEAP, is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day professional development program at three locations across the state this summer. The training is designed to give educators research-based strategies to identify children who may be at risk for reading difficulties while strengthening language and literacy instruction for all students. Officials say the program is part of the Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is rooted in the science of reading and Orton-Gillingham instructional methods. Educators will learn classroom techniques to build oral language, phonological awareness, executive functioning, and other foundational literacy skills, along with how to use assessment information and communicate literacy concerns with families. According to the Michigan Dyslexia Institute, an estimated 1 in 5 people has dyslexia, making it one of the most common learning difficulties affecting reading. Research shows children who display multiple early warning signs are significantly more likely to struggle with reading later in school, highlighting the importance of early intervention. The first of its kind training for Michigan's early childhood educators will be held August 11th and 12th at Genesee Intermediate School District, August 25th and 26th at Oakland Schools, and September 1st and 2nd at Bay Aranac ISD. Each session is limited to 30 participants and is funded through the Michigan's Preschool Development Grant Birth to 5 Renewal Program. Here are your obituaries for this hour. Audrey Jane Buchholz, 91 years old, passed away on July 30th, 2026. Audrey was born on February 15, 1935. She is survived by her children Linda, Brenda, John, 12 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren. Funeral service for Audrey will be Wednesday, August 5, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel. Burial will take place at the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel in Bad Axe, and also at 10 a.m. until a time of service on Wednesday. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Thomas Tom Michael Emmons of Millington, age 77, passed away on Monday, July 27th, 2026. Tom was born on December 1st, 1948 in Cairo. Tom was drafted into the United States Army and served for nearly 2 years, with 1 year in Vietnam, as a member of the renowned 101st Airborne Division. In recognition of his dedication and service, he was awarded the Army Commendation Medal and the Bronze Star Medal. Tom met the love of his life, Sherry Schmidt, in 1966, and they married on August 1st, 1970. Left to cherish Tom's memories is his wife of nearly 56 years, Sherry Emmon, son Michael, grandchild and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, and many loving nieces and nephews. Tom's funeral service will be on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 1 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo, with the entombment following in Indian Fields Township Cemetery in Cairo. The family will be present to receive visitors from 10 a.m. until a time of his service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the University of Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.